hello and welcome back to Fraser 365. And we are continuing our conversation today around gratitude and worship and other things with Jared Dorminey. Thank you for being here, Jared.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
When you think about the topic of gratitude, you know, the Bible talks a lot about this particular topic and ways of expressing gratitude and thanksgiving. And again, as part of worship, which you lead, you craft, you design here, it's something that should be normal, along with the other end of the spectrum of mourning, you know, with our brothers and sisters who are in worship too. But when you think about worship and you think about gratitude and thanksgiving being a part of worship, what are things you think about when you're thinking about Sunday? You know, Sunday's coming, whichever Sunday it is. Do you like actively think, we need a moment to celebrate here, you know?
Yeah, and I've been working that into our, I believe worship is not just what I lead. I do lead it, but it's for the people to do together.
Right.
The word testify is going to be used a lot by me because we do testify to ourselves, but we also testify to the others. And that's a big part of what worship is. And so there's a lot of times where I will, you know, share a portion of, you know, what the Lord has done for us, what Scripture says the Lord has done for us on the cross or wherever, and just give people a chance to, you know, hey, is that good news to anybody? And I want people to be able to testify to one another that the Lord is good, that he's worthy to be praised and celebrated. And those kind of moments right there just begin to bubble up gratitude as a community. And I think that's when it becomes even more powerful, is when we come together collectively and hundreds of believers can come together and gather together and say, yes, the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. And and they can extol him with their lips and with their mouths. I mean, I just think the Lord receives that and is blessed by that. And I think an even deeper sense of gratitude can well up in those moments when it's a collective sense of gratitude.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's what corporate worship is. Corporate worship is not private worship.
That's right.
Those are two different things. And part of what we do as God's people, which, again, to use your word testimony, I think is one of the greatest testimonies to the world, is that in all these elements that we do, there's this constant undercurrent, even if it's not overt, there's a constant undercurrent of thanksgiving, of gratitude to God. Whether we're praying, we may pray about heavy, hard things. We may pray about individuals or things that's going on in the world. And yet at the same time, we're thanking God as well. And he goes back to what you said. He's done it before. He can do it again. You know, or whether it's singing. You know, a lot of times people narrow worship down to just singing.
That's right.
But even the songs we sing in the midst of them, whether it be an old hymn, a new song, can admit a very hard reality that we live with, and yet there's thanksgiving.
Yes. Well, and you see that played out in the Psalms. I mean, nearly every lament that David or whichever psalmist wrote still has a point of praise or a point of thanksgiving in it. And I think that is so important because, again, if we're just coming with our problems with never the reminder of God has actually been there, been there in the midst of it, then again, we can focus on our problems more than we can the goodness of God in the midst of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. When it comes to scriptures or an example, a character in the Bible, or maybe even from history, but we can get to that part in a minute. But when it comes to, you know, some particular psalm or anything like that around the theme of gratitude or thanksgiving or a command, is there anything that is kind of consistent in your thought life?
I mean, just give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his faithful love endures forever. We see that time and time again throughout Scripture. That steadily stays in my mind when I experience something, when I'm walking through something, I just keep repeating that one phrase back to myself. That his faithful love endures. It's steadfast. It's never ceasing. It's never failing. That in and of itself, regardless of what the circumstance I'm facing, when I know that's the truth residing over whatever circumstance I'm facing, give thanks is a natural response. And so that just lives with me. That's an easy one to live with you because it's a very easy reminder.
You Again, thank you so much for listening to this Fraser 365 episode today. Please come back tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation.